Welcome to Shomar Shavah on the Daf Shir sponsor, Lui Nishpasam Yakashom Leapas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Chavov. The Gemara in Amud Bey says, Machshava Mu'eles Afilu Divri Torah. Rashi explains, what does it mean? Machshava Shahodo Mechashev, Kav Vekach Ese, Kav Vekach Tal Lebiyodi, Mu'eles Lashbis Adover. So he wants to do something, just the Machshava itself helps to cause a thing not to happen. Shein machshav toy miskayemes afilu divar toyo. So machshav is not, doesn't work evil divar toyo. Kegonoim ad yoim ployni yisev kavikar besechta legius. He said, I'm going to finish a besechta this and this amount of time. It doesn't work, the machshav works against it. It's not going to work, it's not going to come to fruition. But, the Gemara brings, if he does it lishma, so then it does work. Pali Amos already mentioned, I mentioned the name of Rav Gershon Edelstein, that it's dover bodo gumenuse. When a person has a business, and he has a plan, he has a business plan, do A, then will come B, then will come C, it never works exactly as planned. Many times a person is able to do a pronouncement for what he invested in, but it won't come the way he thought it will come. And that's to show Adam that really everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He could do Ishtadlis, but really it's not from him. So he could plan everything in one way, but it will come eventually a different way, because that's to show him that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have here, because really you have to understand what's the pshat that a machshava doesn't work. So it's brought down clearly in the Sefer Yismach Yisrael of Alexander and Hanukkah Oislam and Aleph. He brings that Agavurcha, and he tells us there that what this Gemara is telling us is that this world, when Shmuel created this world, Shmuel put in this world me'akvim, things that prevent things, prevent people from being successful. And this, it's part of the plan of this world. Adam has to go in this world and struggle, go through the challenges that this world presents, and only through these challenges he's able to succeed. This is what's called, B'loshra Mekobalim, the Chitzoinim, or the Mazikim. Whenever a person has a good machshava, once he has a machshava to do something, to be successful either in business or in Torah, right away there's a machshava against it of the Chitzoinim trying to prevent the machshava from happening. And this is clarified also in Divrei Achido over here, that he brings in the Sefer Ma'aris Ha'ayin, that's why it says about David HaMelech. David HaMelech, the Medrash says, that he says, Chishavti Dorchai, that David HaMelech said, I was planning to go one place, but then I ended up coming to Beis Medrash. Says the Achido, what's shot? Because the Yitzhara was trying to stop David from doing what he's planning to do. So how does he trick the Yitzhara? He says, I'm planning to go somewhere else. And then he gets the Beis HaMedrash. Because a machshava that you have only, and that, against that machshava comes the koiches hachitzoyin to try to prevent the person from achieving his machshava. But as the Maharal says clearly on this Gemara, in Sefer Derech Chaim, in Pirkei Avos, Pirkei Dal Mishnei, says the Maharal, this is only until a person did not start the maaseh. Person has all kinds of plans, so then it doesn't work. But if he started the maaseh, he started learning, he started teaching, so Adirabba, they're going to help him, Mishabayim, to achieve what he needs to achieve. Because only in the gedder of machshava, in the level of machshava, that's when you have all these koiches that prevent the person and trying to do other machshavas. But once it comes to Olam HaMaaseh, then it's only one way. And this connects to what we learned earlier in the Masechta. We mentioned what we learned in Gemara and Eruvin. You have shivim padim la-Torah. You can learn the Torah in 70 different ways. But then Halacha HaMaaseh is only one. And this is la'avdil, similar to this. When you oilam ha-machshava up there, there's different koiches that are pushed into different ways. But once it comes l'maisa in one way, so then it stays that way. And that's what the Maharal says. Only in machshava you have machshava against it. Once it comes l'maisa, then it's okay. And this we can understand an additional nikud over here. Because in Sichus Maharan, Rav Nachman Breslov, it's brought down that Rav Nachman Breslov said, koich ha-machshava is so strong, so when a person focuses and is able to put all his mind in something, he will have tremendous success. And that could be when a person makes money, once he has machshava focused in it, he has a mindset he wants to get there, you'll reach there. And that works at Divrei Torah as well. So the one who put down the Sefer brings our Gemara and really brings it as a question, how do you explain our Gemara based on Rav Nachman? But according to what we're learning, this is very clear. The machshava itself has an unbelievable koyach to bring a ma'aseh. But that's as long as there's no other machshava standing against it. So if a person has the machshava and he starts the ma'aseh, like the Maharal explains, then that machshava reaches the full fruition. And just to add to this, what I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapir Zatzal, that he says that we know when Adam HaRishon was kicked from Gan Eden, in front of Gan Eden was these swords, Lo Tacher V'Misapeches. So he said the name of that Arizal, what does it mean? It means before Adam Rishon was kicked from Gan Eden, he was able to have a machshava with no disturbance. And when you get to the machshava that has complete focus, no disturbance at all, there's no misa, there's no death over there, there's no shy, it's chai loylam. So what's the la'at ha'cheva mitapeches? It's the fact that a person is not able to focus 100%. There's always something that's bothering a person, and he's thinking about other things. And this connects to this inyan, mamish. Kapshat is, a person has a machshava, and if he will be completely engaged in the machshava with no other disturbance, that machshava brings full maisa with full achievement. But there's other machshavas, there's mazikin, there's la'at ha'cheva mitapeches. There's things that are standing in the world that are disturbing it. And that's what we have a klal, machshava mo'yelas afil divrei Torah. Even divrei Torah then necessarily will be successful. Unless if you do it lishma, it's completely l'shem Hashem, then is a way to get over the chitzonim, get over the mazikim, and these inyanim with very mamukim ad lemoed. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.